Taoiseach Varadkar has said the lockdown will be extended to the 5th of March. Speaking on Clareburn Live, he said there would be a series of new travel restrictions discussed at Cabinet this morning.
The advice to Cabinet is that we should extend the lockdown, level 5 lockdown, as it is, until the 5th of March. That's to align us with Northern Ireland, which we think is important. But also, it does allow for the phased reopening of education. There will be a travel ban from those countries listed as being of concern by the ECDC, so that's Brazil and South Africa. For anyone who does come in from those countries somehow, or anyone who doesn't have a negative test, they will be required to stay in a hotel. There'll be mandatory hotel quarantine for them. It means getting a quarantine centre set up. This is going to take a few weeks to operationalise, I have to be honest about that. It's really important that people don't see the issue of international travel controls as a silver bullet. About 40,000 people, unfortunately, have contracted COVID in the last 2 weeks. Very few of them got it because of international travel.
Now, in response to these new and proposed measures, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, Liam Herrick, told our reporter, Fiacra O'Kiona, last night, a number of practical issues have to be addressed before we introduce mandatory quarantining.
What's essential here is that the state will now be taking on a duty of care for these people who are deprived of their liberty while they're in quarantine. So it's essential that everybody is assessed for health and mental health before they're quarantined. It's essential that the centres are properly staffed with suitably trained staff, that there is healthcare provision of an adequate level, that the conditions and food meet the needs of those that are detained, and that also people have access to a lawyer, to a complaint system, and that there's effective inspection of these places. Now, this has been done in many other jurisdictions. We've had a long time to learn from these other countries. So I think if the government wants to introduce a proper, effective system that meets human rights standards, these are the key standards it will have to meet.
Liam Herrick of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. The Irish Times political editor Pat Leahy can take us through some of the detail now of these proposals, which are expected to be agreed by Cabinet later today. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Mary.
The level 5 restrictions that we live under right now and that were under review, they're going to go on until the 5th of March in line with Northern Ireland. Talk us through, though, these tough new additional measures that are under proposal.
Yeah, I suppose there's two broad areas. One is tightening the enforcement of existing restrictions, and the second is the introduction of the new quarantine requirement that we just heard about there. So there will be a mandatory quarantine in designated hotels for travellers that are coming in without a negative PCR test for the virus. Now, those travellers are not supposed to be coming already, and if they do, they will also face a fine of £2,500 or up to €2,500 or up to 6 months imprisonment. But they will be legally required to isolate or to quarantine in a hotel facility. But there will also be a legal requirement for all passengers who come into the country to restrict their movements for 14 days on arrival. And we're told that there will be much more stringent checking of that by Gardaí. That includes people who have a negative test for virus. Currently, that is only guidance, but it will be upgraded to have the force of law, and there will be penalties. There will be penalties for it. Other than that, we're looking at much stricter, as I say, enforcement of current restrictions. Ministers last night were saying particularly that there will be checkpoints, far more checkpoints set up by Gardaí at and near the airport, so that people who are returning from holidays abroad or people who are returning for abroad for reasons other than essential travel will face stiffer fines. There'll also be checkpoints set up within 5 kilometres of the border to ensure that the 5 kilometre 5 kilometre limit currently on travel from your home, apart from essential reasons, is being observed.
Pat, there's some noise on our line. I'm not sure if it's a cable or what it is between us, but we'll press on. The limited but mandatory hotel quarantine, have we any clear details yet on how the government envisages this working? Because Liam Herrick is setting out very clearly there the issues that have to be under consideration.
Yeah, I heard his contribution earlier. Now, that certainly wasn't the sort of thing that people were talking about last night. Bear in mind that these proposals were agreed at a cabinet subcommittee last night. They'll be put to the full cabinet for further discussion, and I expect approval today. There'll be a memo for cabinet drawn up overnight to give effect to those. So we should have a better idea of how it's going to work in practice later. And I expect that there will be a press conference by Taoiseach, Mr. Varadkar, possibly the Green leader, Eamon Ryan.
Or even Taoiseach Micheál Martin.
It's the mistake everybody is making.
They do indeed, Pat.
That's likely to take place sometime in the afternoon after cabinet. So those sort of details are likely to be fleshed out between now and then. But for now, the decision has been made in principle by ministers. And the application of it, and Mr. Varadkar said this last night in his Clare Byrne interview, that the application of this is going to take some time to figure out, not least because new legislation will be required to implement certain aspects of the decisions taken yesterday.
So how long will it actually take before they're implemented?
That depends on the individual measures. So legislation are legal regulations to be made by ministers. That takes obviously some time to go through the Dáil in the case of legislation. The Dáil is currently operating on very restricted capacity. So what I think you'll see that where legislation is needed, it'll be rushed through the Dáil as soon as possible. Obviously, operational changes like stiffer Garda enforcement, that can take place almost immediately. But the arrangements for hotels and that is obviously going to take some time.
A matter of weeks before that
can be set up.
And on education, addressed by Leo Varadkar as well last night, their hope or plan is still additional needs education, followed by primary, I think, and exam classes.
I understand very little discussion of this at the meeting yesterday. More likely to be discussion on this later in the week. As of now, the meeting made the decision to recommend to Cabinet that the current lockdown is extended until March the 5th. So there is hope in government that we will see some phased return to education before that date.
All right. Pat Leahy of the Irish Times, thank you. 20 minutes past 7.